نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو صدق الله العظيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. All praises are for Allah who provides us with sustenance. We all eat, we all drink, and we all expect that Allah provides for us. Today, we have also come to receive sustenance. Sustenance not in the form of food, hopefully food will also be served later, but sustenance in the form of knowledge. Alhamdulillah, today you are fortunate that you are going to be listening to great scholars of Islam who will be sharing their wisdom with you. And inshallah al-Aziz, it will be food for thought when we go back into our homes and carry on with our daily lives. Ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, the topic that I have been given is a very, very long topic. A topic that if you start, we cannot do justice to it in 15 minutes. But I just want to share one or two things with you and put in your minds those food for thought, those seeds, so that when you think about the situation around you, you will think about some of the issues that matter to me and you, and then hopefully you can relate to that with a view to making your iman stronger and making your belief stronger. That alhamdulillah, you believe in a system which has the answers for today's problems. Today we live in an environment where we've heard so much terminology that it is mind-blowing. We listen to the radio and we see the words of uncertainty. The European Union, the Eurozone, time bomb, banks, collapse, greed, corruption. Those who have are getting stronger, and those who are weak are getting weaker. And those who have want more, and those who have nothing strive for more. We live in an environment where there is a compensation culture. You see immense amount of solicitors making claims. Where there's a blame, there's a claim. Everybody wants to sue somebody else. Why? Because it's easy money. People want to work, or people rather do not want to work. They want to have access to money as quickly as possible. by forgetting the principles upon which you should be earning your money. We are living in this environment where everybody wants to step on somebody else's head in order to advance themselves materialistically. And why is this? It's because in our mamalat, in our dealings, in everyday life, we have lost that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can be immense Muslims. We can have the greatest faith. We can say, Qala Allah, Qala Rasul, all day long. But if we are rubbish in our mamalat, then we are not worthy of the belief that we believe in. And the problem we have today, whether you wear the cap of Islam or whether you wear the cap of any other form, the reality is this, that we have lost the etiquettes in our mamalat. We have lost the etiquettes of honor, the etiquettes of pride, the etiquettes of spirituality, the etiquettes of understanding. We have lost these vital principles. As a result of which today, we see the environment that we are witnessing. My brothers and sisters, Allah, nobody can say that they will live forever. No institution can say that they are all powerful. No empire can say that they are infallible, because Allah states, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ على كل شيء قدير. Allah can give power to whom He wants and take away power from whom He wants. Whether you base your power based on the size of your homes, the size of your companies, it doesn't make any difference. When Allah wants to take something away from you, it can be taken away within a flash and you will not realize. My brothers and sisters, today there is great uncertainty. We are living in an environment where the whole concept of our economic system is being questioned and challenged. In the 20th century, there was talk about socialism. The benefits and pitfalls of socialism. Socialism has died a death. And now, capitalism was given the opportunity to provide the food, the shelter, the medical care that we all need. It was there to provide those facilities to our communities. But again, now we see that through the process of capitalism, we see the pain and suffering that all the world is going through as a result of that system. Now, today is not the opportunity of exploring that system and seeing what was the reason for the downfall of capitalism, because the reasons are huge. But the basic principle is this: in any trade, in any system, when you lose your values, when you disconnect with individuals about honor and etiquettes, and you disconnect with them about accountability, then the result is that it becomes the law of the jungle. And today we see, what do we see in front of us? We see the largest corporate organizations collapsing. The collapse of Enron. Can anybody believe that one of the largest organizations in America collapsed? We see the collapse of many, many financial institutions. We see the collapse of a system. And the reason is because there is no good just providing means to an end. It is also important about what is fair. Holding yourself accountable. We as Muslims, we know that if we do not do proper trading, if we do not trade well, then we are accountable to Allah on the Day of Judgment. We are accountable to Allah. And in numerous verses of the Quran, Allah talks about wealth. Allah talks about the abundance of wealth. Allah talks about, Allah wants us to enjoy this earth. Allah wants us to enjoy what He has provided for us. But at the same time, there is a caution that we want you to enjoy this dunya that we have given you. Enjoy the sea that has been created so that you can create your ships. You can create your vessels so that you can trade. There are many, many verses in the Quran which talk about wealth, which talk about the creation of wealth, which talk about making sure that we as Muslims live in this environment successfully. Islam is not against materialism, but Islam is against excessiveness. And today we see the excessiveness of this system has resulted in millions of people being affected. Millions of people's lives, their families, their homes are being affected. What is the answer, ladies and gentlemen? What is the answer? Does it mean that we can just blindly create an Islamic system and put it in front and make dialogue and say we have this system that can beat the capitalistic system? No! The first and foremost thing is we as a community must look inside our own self and look at our own mu'amalat. Forget finance houses, forget banks, forget all these other institutions. Let us start from our own selves. Well, how good are we in our dealings with other people? How good are we in dealing with our trade with one another? Are we good in our mu'amalat? Do we say, qala Allah, qala Rasul, but we are terrible payers of money? We don't think about returning somebody else's loan if we borrow money. No, we need to look at ourselves first. Look at our own dealings. When we have backing from the Quran, from the Ahadith, from the Aimah, from Fuqaha, from Muhaddiseen, from Mufassirin, we have so much information available at us. But all of that information holds no value if we are not going to adopt those principles in our daily lives. My first message to you today, global justice and the system that can replace any other system, of course, is the Islamic system. But the Islamic system is not, at this stage, in my view, the practitioners of that system. They themselves need to learn a few lessons about the concept of Islam. Then people say the Islamic banking system is the answer. I say no. The Islamic banking system needs to be perfected. There are many, many issues within the same system. You know, somebody said to me something very beautiful. I met a gentleman from the Middle East and he said to me, you know, some of these, I'm not going to name any banks, but some of these institutions, they try to make sure that we have a pure system of finance. But he said, how can you have pure system when you are part of the system which is haram? He said, if you have a glass of water and you put one tiny drop of urine in that water, it doesn't make the water halal. Nobody's going to drink that. So if your system is amalgamated within a system which is corrupt, which is based on haram values, which is based on concepts which are alien to Allah and His Rasul and to our deen, then you cannot perfect your system. The way to perfect your system, the way to develop your system, is to start a system which starts from the individual person. In your homes, in our families, in our communities, we establish fair trade. We establish good trade relations. We have honor. We commit ourselves. If we say we're going to do something, we do that. We do not shy away from our responsibilities. My brothers and sisters, Today the world is in a meltdown, financial meltdown. But what does it mean for me and you? We are all living in this country. It means that we have to understand and realize these principles. Today, we live in an environment where the courts want us to go and resolve our own issues in our own communities. I meet with the judges all the time. They say, why can't your community deal with their own issues? And the reality is, why can't we deal with our own issues? Why can't we deal with issues in a way whereby we can show the other communities that we have a system that works? Alhamdulillah, we as Muslims believe that the system of values that we have, whether they are in trade, whether they are in politics, whether they are in economics, it doesn't make any difference. Because Islam is a way of life, there is answers for every aspect of our belief. There are answers for every aspect of our life. So therefore, all we have to do is to revert back to our deen, and inshallah al-Aziz, we will find the answers. I must say, before I leave, I know that time is of the essence. The last thing I would like to say is, you've seen the political changes taking place in the world. You've seen, as a result of the economic change, the Arab Spring everybody talks about. But is the Arab Spring about those people who are now saying that we want to replace those people? Because now we want the share of the pie? We want to have what they had? No. Fine, this is a positive step, but it's also a responsible step. We need to think back at our strategy. Those people who wish to turn the tide of time, they need to think back and look at their strategy. What system will they implement? Will they implement a system where they overtake another government and then create another government which then becomes just as corrupt? No. We need to analyze what answers we are going to provide. The world is watching. The world is seeing how these regimes are going to be replaced, by whom they're going to be replaced, and how they're going to provide the answers which affect every person, every family. I hope, inshallah al-Aziz, through the organization of such events, we can raise in our minds those important issues. My father used to say to me, son, look at people beneath you. Do not look at people above you. If you see people above you, you will see people like Bill Gates. You will see people like all these rich people. And you will always want to be one of them. But if you look beneath you and you say, Ya Allah, thank you for what you have given me. Because I have a food, I have a car, I have a home, I have all these things. And you know the Quran, Allah states in the Quran very simply, when you receive a favor from your Lord, whether that favor is in the form of sustenance, whether that favor is in the form of anything, when you receive a favor from your Lord, when you thank Allah, when you are thankful to Him, Allah promises, I will give you even more. And if you deny what I give you, Allah states, indeed there is a painful doom. I hope that these words, Allah accepts these words in His majesty. And may Allah give us the opportunity of uniting together and dealing with these issues collectively with a lot of thought, with a lot of love, and with a lot of good community spirit, inshallah. If I have the opportunity of speaking to you again, I will.